Facts of the case.
Vedant Limited, a diversified metals and mining conglomerate, proposed a major restructuring in 2023 to demerge its Indian operations into five separately listed, sector-focused entities: Vedant Aluminium, Vedant Oil and Gas, Vedant Power, Vedant Iron and Steel, and a restructured Vedant Limited retaining zinc and silver businesses. The scheme involved multiple group companies, including Talwandi Sabo Power Limited, TSPL, and was approved by the boards between September and October 2023. The proposal received no objection certificates from NSE and BSE in July 2024 and was overwhelmingly approved by shareholders and creditors. However, serious objections arose when SEPCO Electric Power Construction Corporation, a Chinese EPC contractor, alleged concealment of its 1,251 crore rupees claim against TSPL. SEPCO argued that exclusion of this liability violated Section 230(2)(a) of the Companies Act and materially prejudiced creditor interests. On 4 March 2025, the NCLT rejected the first motion application concerning TSPL, holding that material facts had been suppressed. TSPL appealed to the NCLT, which granted an interim stay subject to Vedant furnishing a 1,245 crore rupees bank guarantee. Subsequently, the parties entered into a settlement agreement in September 2025, resolving the dispute. Final judgment and observations. On 17 December 2025, the NCLT Mumbai bench sanctioned the composite demerger scheme, noting that regulatory objections had been satisfactorily addressed and that the SEPCO settlement removed the principal impediment. SEBI had already cleared the revised structure, and no statutory authority opposed the scheme at the final stage. The tribunal emphasized compliance with disclosure norms and stakeholder protection, permitting Vedant to proceed with one of India's most significant corporate demergers, aimed at unlocking value through focused, independently governed listed entities.